At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You need to be in that Hall of Fame, man.
Well, listen, man, I tell you what.
You need to be in that Hall of Fame.
I'm not one of those guys that's going to show up on a TV show and be on it for years and years until somebody put me on the thing. And I say it to this. I say it like this, and it's you and me. If they decide they don't want to put me in, shame on them. If you put Zach Thomas on my team when I was playing, he would have never made our team. Zach Thomas would have never made Pittsburgh Steelers team. He would never
made
it.
Ain't nothing wrong with saying, hey.
He would never made it. And half of these guys that are playing right now,
they wouldn't have made it.
They wouldn't have made our team. They would never made our team. These guys, they're calling great, this and that and that. They would have never made our team.
Up on Gay presents Conversations with a Legend.
You might have already answered, but and I feel like you may have, but I want to give you the opportunity to answer it. I ask every legend, what do you want your legacy to be? When people speak on you long after you cease to exist here, what is it that you wanted your legacy to linger on? What is it that you wanted people to say about Greg Lloyd?
Well, I'm going to say this. When it comes to linebackers, and especially Steelers linebackers, but when it comes to linebackers in general, when they start speaking to linebackers in the NFL, if my name doesn't get mentioned, then I didn't do my job. That's how I feel. So you got to do your job so well. I tried to do that job so well. The work's been done. Can't undo it. But when you start talking about linebackers and, you know, especially linebackers of the past, I mean, at some point I was number one, number two, or number three linebacker, you know, in the 90s. You're talking about DT and Seau, you know, mm-hmm. at that point. And, you know, depends on who's writing the magazine or who was talking or who was a fan. You know, you're one, two, or three. And in my head, I've always thought I was one. You know, I've always thought I was one. I was very good friends with my two deceased, you know, buddies, Derek Thomas and Junior Seau. It's like, you know, all my great friends, it's like they all passed away, you know, and my boy 9-1. So no competition. It was just that I did things different because, again, they had the opportunity to rush every down where I got a cover. Mm-hmm. I got a cover. I was cover linebacker. But I would want people to think that, you know what, a legacy for Greg Lloyd would be, you know, he gave you everything on every down. And, you know, don't line up in front of him and not be ready to play because he'll embarrass you, you know, kind of thing. So my legacy, you know, you going back to Steelers and stuff like that, when they start talking Steeler linebackers, when your name get mentioned with Jack Lamberts and your name get mentioned with, you know,
Put ham on it. Go ahead, put that Pitt Stater up in there.
Well, I got to do it. Your name, I call him Hammer. I got to call him Hammer. When your name get mentioned with Hammer, and your name's mentioned with, all the great linebackers that came through there. When your name get mentioned with those guys, man, I mean, that in itself is a Pittsburgh legacy, but a legacy throughout the league. I know when I was playing, like I said, I played against and with some great guys. And, you know, I think all of us at some point, there was nobody that I thought that was better than me, you know, and I never put myself out there to be better than anybody, but I played that way. And I played that way because of this, because that's where I went to school at. And I had to keep proving to people that, yes, it's an HBCU, a historically black college. We play football, but guess what? We're not on television, but we got this. And if you put us, and if you put us somewhere in a forest, somewhere in the woods, and you drop us off, oh, we're coming out. Mm-hmm. We're coming out with food for everybody. We're coming out, and we're gonna come out with food for everybody. So that's what I wanted to do. And I think that's what I did. You know, so leaving a legacy of Fort Valley. A legacy of Fort Valley State College, a legacy of linebackers, and then a legacy of, hey, listen, in the 90s, man, we had so many great linebackers, man. But to be in that, always in that top three, I think that does it for me. So, you know, for me, man, that's just, you know, there ain't but one other thing that they can honor me with, you know.
They need, if they have social media, are you in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, 5 years, 10 years ago. 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, because again,
you're no different. Like they, I look at how they talk about Aaron Donald, right?
Yeah, right.
And how he's quiet.
Yeah.
But I mean, you got to believe the DNA of how Aaron Donald is and how he does things and how he moves is he's a descendant of the brain of Greg Lloyd. We all are. We all are.
Right, right. Because you see it when he loses it, he loses it.
Oh, yeah.
When he loses it, I was the same way. When he loses, he loses. But see, again, like I say, I think social media is a great thing for, and it's a great tool to be used, you know, in its proper place. And I just think that if we abuse it, if we take it and we say, and you have the wrong people say, see, LeVar Arrington, you can say, that guy right there is a great player. Why? You played the game. You understand. You played against great players. You were a great player. You played against great players. You've been on the team with great players. So you understand what that word "great player" means? It shouldn't come. It shouldn't come out of your mouth like "go brush your teeth." It shouldn't right. come out. It shouldn't come out of your mouth like that. And so my thing of it is, because a guy made a good play in a game, you know,
maybe it was a great play, but that does not equate to great player.
It does not great equate to a career of being a great player. It was a great play. It was, you know, it may have been a great play. He had a great play. But see, my thing with this right here, and I say this, and I know you got to go.
No.
I used to say this to the guys when I coached in Tampa with Raheem Morris, the head coach. I coached in Tampa. I had coached linebacker. Mm-hmm. I used to tell linebackers all the time, you want to be in this league, here's what you got to do. Every day in practice and in every game, there's two plays that you got to make. And then there's two plays you ain't got no freaking business making. So if you can make four plays, two plays that you know in practice, you know how they script them out in practice. They scripting a play at you, they scripting a play at me because they know that they like to run this play. And then you got something funky that you do and you need to be able to get this read. So boom, here come the play, LeVar, boom, you made the play. Okay. So LeVar's got that. It ain't over with because they're going to probably give it to you again. But come game, you made the play in practice. Now come game, you see that? Boom, you make the play, boom. All right, LeVar got that. But then there's also two plays that you got no business making. That's when you take that tight end, throw him down, hit that fullback, reach out there and grab that guard, and then reach around and grab that guy. They go, God damn. LeVar took on the tight end. The fullback came down, hit him with his shoulder, reached over, grabbed the guard, and then tackled the guy. What were the other fuckers doing? What were all the other fuckers doing? That's your guy, one, two, that's three more. That's three guys. That's three.
That three guys. What the Somebody
fuck were they doing? What were they doing?
Right.
And you made the play. Great play. You see what I'm saying? Right. That's a great play, you know? And you make one more like that. So you don't make two plays you got, you know, got no business making, and you don't make two plays. More. I mean, what team
you gotta
doesn't
do that
want
every
you?
Week.
You got to
do that every week.
Weekend,
that's the definition of greatness. You got to do it all the time.
Week in and week out. I'm not talking about a guy shows up for one season, and then the next season you go, well, is he still in the league? Who is he playing with? They say, oh, no, he's still playing for the same team. He's like, wish that I heard nothing about him this year. Because He thought his shit didn't stink last year, and then this year he didn't go put the work in because he figured that 1 year would get him a contract. Did you realize, guys, now five sacks, that's considered a great season?
Yes. Yes.
Don't you laugh at that shit?
Yes.
That was a fucking joke in our day, bro.
Yes.
That was a joke in our day, you know? But five sacks. Guys go five sacks and we go,
year.
Oh, man, you know, he's got now. We're going to give him $70 million. I go, they got to be fucking kidding me. But right. They couldn't afford us. They couldn't afford us. You think they could afford me, Kevin Green, LeVon Kirkland, Chad Brown, Rod Woodson, Carnell Lake, and Joel Steed. They couldn't afford us. They couldn't afford to keep us all together. But the way we played the game, we opened the doors for these guys. And I don't want anybody who see this to think that we're hating. It's just that it's a respect thing. It's a respect thing. And I'm going to say this, and then if I see him, he don't like it, it's whatever. I had a recently back in May, beginning of May, me, LeVon, Chad, we was in Pittsburgh, me, LeVon, Chad, at Monrovia Mall. And then we were doing an autograph session. Guy brought us in, and I walked in, and Hammer was already signing, and Franco was on the end. So before I start signing, I got to go down and give homage to my elders. So I go down, I hug Franco, stop what he's doing. I come back over, and I hug Hammer, and what he's doing. We have a little chit-chat, and then I sit down, okay? So LeVon did the same thing. Chad did the same thing. Number 90 comes out. He sits down in the chair and he signs and he gets up and leaves. And I almost lost it, bro. I almost lost it. I almost fucking lost. I don't give a fuck if you are defensive player of the year. I don't give a fuck if you had 30 sacks. These guys paved the way.
Wow.
And so it pissed me off right then and there. And I was like, but it's that generation. See, it's that generation.
These dudes are just different these days, man.
It's that generation.
So he might not even been aware of how offensive
what he didn't do. But see, they think it's our job to go and say, hey, how you doing? Like, you ain't did shit we didn't do.
Man, you know how alarming that is? Like this to someone like me, I'm running up to y'all.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And I didn't even play for the Steelers.
Right. Absolutely. But see, I'm that way.
Running to y'all.
I used to say, man, I used to be in a room with Joe Green and Mel and Donnie Shell and Franco. And they got John Colby in there, even got Bradshaw in there. And we sitting there at a golf tournament and they talking through. I'm the this guy in the room. You feel me?
Yes.
All the stuff that we're talking about now, everybody know what I did, but I'm the this guy in that room.
And okay being that guy in that moment.
What?
Right.
Do you want me to go get you some wine? I'll go get you some wine. I'll go get y'all a drink. Y'all sit down. I got that. You know, because when you're comfortable with who you are and what you've done, I got no competition. The guy won four Super Bowls. But
that's
they were
right.
Dominant. They didn't just win for a Super Bowl. They beat people's ass.
They beat them up.
Yeah, and I ain't talking about just in playing football. I'm talking about in the fighting and all. They just beat people's ass. So I love that about them, bro. And so when I sit and hear them talk, I would get goosebumps. And I was like a little kid just sitting there going, like tell some more, talk some more. But it's like, I'm not going to say nothing in that group. What am I going to say?
Right.
What am I going to say in that group? Nothing. And I just sit there and I listen to them.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when your social gathering's picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. We all have had experiences where if you get that help, it helps you get through, whether it's talking to somebody you love or talking talking to someone professional. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with licensed therapists and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GamePresents today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GamePresents.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Devin Hester is Barry Sanders, Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Brian Mitchell is Jerome Bettis.
Okay.
Hall of Famer. I didn't dance around. I ran through your ass.
You ran through him.
Okay.
I I went out with a concussion, hitting this hard-headed, big-headed man of a man.
I just run through dudes. I just think it's different people and there's different ways to get this thing done. But the problem is, you know, if the voters, you know, people worry about saying something to the voters. I'll say something directly to them. You can't just be in your town and watch your players and not know the history of football.
Welcome into another, you got it, exciting edition of Up On Game Presents Conversations with a Legend. I really, truly, and indeed have a legend here with me today. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. And if they don't know, then you need to slap their mama and tell them that they ain't do a good job raising you as a child. Because Brian Mitchell is indeed a legend.
Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you coming on the show.
No problem. No problem.
Conversations with a Legend. Obviously, my whole movement here is to bring a voice and put it out there for people to hear what our legends of the game have done, what they've been through, the mindset of all of it. With you, it's interesting because this one is a personal, I guess, ad. Let's call this an ad, all right? We're going to put an ad out. This is an advertisement for the simple fact that they're going to announce another class of Hall of Famers here soon.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest travesties in the history of sports is that Brian Mitchell is not a finalist and already in the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So this one here is pretty important to me. Let's just start there. Let's start right there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are, and I don't like it to be an either or situation or scenario. I never look for it to be that because I respect what we've all done.
Oh yeah.
But if we're using comparisons, if we're going to compare, there are a lot of people that are anticipating that Devin Hester is going to get that call, if not this year, fairly soon.
Yeah. Which I think he should.
Again.
Yeah.
I think he should, too.
Yeah.
But don't doesn't B. Mitch have more Super Bowls than Dak?
Yeah, I mean,
hold on. I said this is the LeVar ad. Yeah, you got it in a minute, but this is LeVar ad right now. Doesn't Brian Mitchell have almost an entire career's worth more of yards and return yards in the league than Dak?
Yeah.
How are you being overlooked?
Well, I was talking to someone earlier today, and they were talking about the football team I played on and the things we did, where a lot of guys came into the NFL and it was very much like Prime. And, you know, Prime is one of those generational talents.
Mm-hmm.
But they promoted themselves. I just played football. You know, I felt that me doing what I'm supposed to do consistently at a high level, that's promotion enough.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then Dev came in, and Dev is very much, my comparison is Devin Hester is Barry Sanders. Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Brian Mitchell is Jerome Bettis.
Okay.
Hall of Famer. I didn't dance around. I ran through your ass.
You ran through him.
Okay.
I I went out with a concussion hitting this hard-headed, big-headed man of a man.
I just run through dudes. I just think it's different people and there's different ways to get this thing done. But the problem is, you know, if the voters, you know, people worry about saying something to the voters. I'll say something directly to them. You can't just be in your town and watch your players and not know the history of football. Every record that Devin Hester broke, and a lot of them he haven't gotten close to, are mine. They're not for Deion, they're not for Dante Hall, they're not for all these other guys, they were mine. So this is like Art Monk when he left the game, he owned everything.
And they took all that time to play him.
And you took 13 years for him. So my whole thing is that, you know, we can't sit up here and act as if a guy hadn't done something. I put my resume out there, and I know people like to say, well, kickoff return, punt return, you got some yardage in it. Okay, a lot of people done it. Most of them are nowhere in the stratosphere, okay? Jerry Rice got more yards. He touched the ball more often. He played 6 more years. You have to just look at the position, and if a guy is at the top of that game, he's in.
Yeah.
It's not about, and people get to a point where you go compare my stats to a quarterback stat, doesn't make a difference. If you compare my stats to all returners,
you're the best.
I have a bust, probably a big head one. You know,
it'll be a big one.
But it is. But the whole thing is like I've gotten to the point now where, you know, in my older, mature years, I don't sit there and argue.
Yeah.
I don't argue about it. You know, my whole thing is, you look at those stats and they keep having guys, they popping up names, and I look at the 100. When they came up with the top 100 players for the Super Bowl, I talked to Billy White Shoes Johnson. Billy White Shoes Johnson told me I was supposed to be there. But you know what? People like certain names. I wore white shoes all the time, so mine weren't special.
Right.
Okay, I didn't dance around. Right. But a 100-yard touchdown is a 100-yard touchdown. I don't care if you dance all over the field, you just go straight away.
Correct.
You know, I ran 23,330 yards. I probably did 23,330 yards. Some guys probably have 19,000 yards and they probably ran 35,000 yards.
Right.
Makes them better than me? I doubt it.
It doesn't. And then you are someone that not only did you put in the work and get those yards, but you had longevity. Somebody told me, I think it was Jesse Armstead that told me, good is being good in the moment. Nobody knew you were good.
Mm-hmm.
You did some things that was special. He's good.
Yeah.
Great is when they know you good. Now, always, I changed it up. I told my son, this is good. Good is if you could get to the table and get food off the table and they say, oh, he got food from the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, great is when they, oh, here he come to get food from our table. And you still looking at, and now you're looking out, and you're taking food from
like a lion.
People knew you were coming to the table, mm-hmm. and could not stop you from eating, and you did it for many, many, many years. You had longevity doing it. That's the definition of great.
And that's what I look at. I think, you know, I hear people now say, "Well, he played for 14 years. What you expect? What's wrong with that?"
You don't understand.
So
it then.
If I play for 14 years at that position,
right?
I'm either crazy, tough as hell, or I'm just a bad damn man.
Right.
Jerry Rice played 20 years. I don't hear anybody saying he played 20 years and he took a long time. A lot of these, Tom Brady is now going to his 23rd year, and look how many yards he has. So longevity means that you can hang around for a long time beyond what the average is supposed to do.
And still do it.
The average is 2.3 years.
Yeah.
You know, guys normally come in and they return. The thing of it is, I was a quarterback in high school and college. I get drafted as a kick returner, and they put me at kick return. Coach Gibbs and when I got to Philly with Andy and North Turner, all these people felt that I was vital at that position. So they let me play the other position, but they wanted to protect me for kick return and punt yard. But how many people at 30, 32 can run faster than they did at 22?
Not many.
In 1990, I came into the league, I ran 4.41. Okay? I was 198 pounds. In 2000, when I went to Philly, I was 221. I ran 4.41. So now I got a little bit more weight coming with the same speed, so I got a lot more momentum coming at you. You try to come and try to tackle me then, I was bringing it. But the whole thing is people act as if because you played long is the reason that you got the yards. No, because I dedicated myself to the craft. You know, I worked my butt off, and I didn't play the game to dance.
Yeah.
I don't like dancing in the club. I played the game to be physical. I tried to intimidate people. And I don't know if that's, you know, that wasn't sexy enough for him, I guess.
All right, that concludes my ad for B. Mitch getting into the Hall of Fame. Shame on you if y'all do not at some point realize that this man is long overdue to get that bus in Canton.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.